Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, broadcasting live from the NYC. For the next hour, I'm going to give you the latest entertainment news on Sofia Vergara, Alec Baldwin, Billy Joel, Jon Stewart, Kenya Barris, and a whole lot more. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after these messages.
I always had to be so good, no one could ignore me. Carve my path with data and drive. But some people only see who I am on paper. The paper ceiling, the limitations from degree screens to stereotypes that are holding back over 70 million stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time for skills to speak for themselves. Find resources for breaking through barriers at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Family is your legacy. Planning for a natural disaster will make sure you're all safe. Visit ready.gov/plan today for the tools and tips you need to protect that legacy. That's ready.gov/plan, a message brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Just tuning in, you're listening to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, where I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity news, and pop culture. If you like the show and you want to know what's going on in the world of entertainment, make sure you click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. That way you get a reminder when I broadcast live. Also, if you want to make a comment about any of today's stories, give me a call. The call-in number is 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. That's 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. Also, like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. Follow us on X at thatsentertain1. That's THATS, entertain, and the number 1. You can also follow me on X at stiletto14. That's STILETTO and the number 14. You can also follow me on Instagram at T Jones Gibbs. Right now, the current temperature in the NY is a rainy 49 degrees. Before I get started with the show today, I'd like to give a shout-out to all my listeners out there. Thank you for waiting patiently for your girl to come back live on the air. I know it's been a minute. I know we're like 25 days into the new year. But how is your 2024 going for you so far? I know for me, for the past 3 weeks, it's been busy. So, you know, I know the last time I was on the air was last year when we did the year-end review. So sorry about that, but, you know, your girl has been busy for the past 3 weeks. But now I'm here, and how's you going? How's your week been so far? This week, we're going to be talking about Sofia Vergara. She and Netflix is being sued. She's been taken by the court of the family of the infamous Colombian drug lord Griselda Blanco. I'll tell you more about that. Also, Alex Baldwin is back in the news. He has filed his first official response to the new involuntary manslaughter charges that was filed against him related to that fatal 2021 movie set shooting. Also this week, we're going to be talking about Mr. Billy Joel, a.k.a. the Piano Man. He's going to be stepping out for Music Biggest Night. I'll tell you what he's up to. And Jon Stewart is set to return to the most celebrated position as host of the Comedy Central The Daily Show. Yeah, he's coming back. I'll tell you what he's going to be doing this time around. And Kenya Barris just revealed that the Richard Pryor biopic that he's directing is going to be released as a television series. We thought it was going to be a movie, but no, so far it's turning out to be a 10-part limited biographical series. And also this week, I don't know if you guys heard Snoop Dogg, his daughter, Corey, she's back at home. Apparently, she's only 24 years old, and she had just revealed last week that she had suffered a severe stroke. She was also hospitalized. We'll tell you how she is doing. And also, get this. This is a crazy story. A reformed mobster who confessed to stealing, get this, you know, the ruby slippers that was worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz? Well, he was arrested, and now that he's older, he was just itching for one more score, and it happened to be trying to steal the pair of the ruby slippers that was worn by Judy Garland. It's a crazy story, but we'll get to it. So how has everyone been so far? You know, before I get started with the show today, I would just want to let you guys know, and I think I mentioned it last year, that tune in on February, not 14th, but the 10th, it's going to be my annual Valentine's Day show. I know I mentioned it that I was going to broadcast the show on Valentine's Day, but I usually broadcast the Saturday before. So, again, it's the same thing. It's going to be on Saturday, February 10th at 10 p.m. Eastern. It's my annual Valentine's Day show. It's the only show of the year where I do a full music show of some of my favorite artists to celebrate Lover's Holiday. So if you don't have plans for that evening, or if you have plans and you're coming home and you just want to relax and kick back and just enjoy some really nice music, just hang out with me and just keep me company. You will not be disappointed. That's Saturday, February 10th at 10 p.m. Eastern. That's for my annual Valentine's Day show right here on Blog Talk Radio. So let's get started. Sofia Vergara is being taken to court, actually, by the family of the infamous Colombian drug lord Griselda Blanco over her upcoming miniseries Griselda, in which the Modern Family alum star as the cocaine godmother, the notorious real-life Colombian kingpin who created one of the history's most profitable cartels while running cocaine through Miami, Florida. Blanco adult children acting as representatives of her estate have filed a lawsuit against Vergara and Netflix aiming to block the release of the series, claiming that the unauthorized use of their family image and likeness. Now, according to the lawsuit obtained by ET, Griselda's son Michael alleged that he has been providing interviews since 2009 to individuals interested in developing his life story and that of his mother into a production, potentially a show and a book. Now, Michael claimed these interviews were conducted up until 2022 and that the individuals involved promised to shop the project around Hollywood starting in 2016. Michael further alleged that Netflix expressed interest in the project but did not want to utilize any details or consultations from his interviews. However, he claimed that the upcoming miniseries heavily relies on his anecdotes and materials without proper compensation. The lawsuit contends that Netflix essentially appropriated the family's story and incorporated into the show, violating the Blanco children's rights by using their images and likenesses without permission. While the lawsuit does not explicitly prohibit the depiction of their mother, a public figure, the children assert that their likeness and interview materials were utilized in the production. The show, scheduled for release today, January 25th, has Vergara as an executive producer, potentially explaining her inclusion in the lawsuit. The Blanco children are urgently seeking a court injunction to prevent the show's release. A rep for Netflix had no comment regarding the lawsuit. Alec Baldwin has filed his first official response to the new involuntary manslaughter charges that were filed against him related to the fatal 2021 movie set shooting, and this is according to documents obtained by Court TV. The lead actor and a co-producer on Rust, Baldwin pointed a gun at cinematographer Helena Hutchins during rehearsal outside Santa Fe when the gun went off, killing her and wounding director Joel Souza. Now, according to the new legal documents filed by Baldwin's attorney on January 24, he is demanding a speedy trial in part to minimize public vilification and suspicion, and to avoid the hazard of proven innocence that often arise after a lengthy delay in prosecution. A new analyst of the gun opened the way for prosecutors to reboot the case after dismissing an involuntary manslaughter charge last year. A new one-page indictment delivered by the grand jury alleged Baldwin caused Hutchins' death either by negligence or total disregard or indifference for safety. Now, defense attorney for Baldwin indicated they'll fight the charge, which carries a potential prison sentence of up to 18 months. Baldwin's latest court filing demands the district attorney produce the following discoverable material no later than 10 days after Baldwin is arraigned, including any statement made by Mr. Baldwin or the co-defendant that the state has or know about, any books, paper, documents, photographs, and tangible evidence, any results of reports of mental examination, scientific tests, experiments, and polygraph conducted on witnesses, a written list of all the names and addresses of witnesses, and any material evidence favorable to the defendant which the state is required to produce under due process, and disclosure of all agreement between any witness who may testify against Baldwin. Now, Baldwin's co-defendant, Russet Amara, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, had a motion hearing on January 25th ahead of her February 21st trial. The Arizona-based Amara, who was overseeing the use of weapons on the movie set, had previously waived her right to a courtroom review of evidence on charges of involuntary manslaughter and waived her right to a review of charges by a grand jury. Now, Russ assistant director and safety coordinator David Hall pleaded no contest to unsafe handling of a firearm last March and received a suspended sentence of 6 months of probation. He agreed to cooperate in the shooting investigation. And as for Baldwin, the next step is his formal arraignment on February 1st, in which he could enter a plea with or without an in-court virtual appearance, officially setting into motion his legal right to speedy trial preparation. And the Piano Man will be stepping out for Music Biggest Night. On Wednesday, the Recording Academy announced that Billy Joel has been added to the performance lineup of the upcoming 2024 Grammy Awards. The music legend will take to the stage at Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles on February 4, along with previously announced slate of A-list performers, including Billie Eilish, Burner Boy, Dua Lipa, Luke Combs, Olivia Rodrigo, and Travis Scott. The news comes shortly after the five-time Grammy winner announced the release of Turn the Lights Back On, his first new single in over a decade. Joel revealed that new music was on the way on Instagram on Monday by sharing a teaser trailer that unveiled the track title and its release date set for February 1st. Turn the Lights Back On marked the first new material from the singer-songwriter since 2007. And aside from his 2007 singles, Joel had retired from songwriting after the release of his 1993 album, River of Dreams, only releasing a series of covers during his hiatus. The song comes as the We Didn't Start the Fire artist is in the midst of wrapping up his legendary decade-long residency at New York City's Madison Square Garden. The show will officially come to a close later this year when he plays his 150th lifetime show at the venue on July 25th. Additional performers for the 66th Annual Grammy Awards are said to be announced at a later date. At this year's award show, hosted by Trevor Noah, SZA leads the nomination with 9 total nods. Phoebe Bridgers and Victoria Monet follows the R&B superstar in nominations, each receiving 7. Behind them, Jack Antonoff, John Baptiste, Boy Genius, Brandi Clark, Miley Cyrus, Billie Eilish, Olivia Rodrigo, and Taylor Swift all garnered 6 nods. Fans can tune into the ceremony as it airs live from Los Angeles Crypto.com Arena on CBS and Paramount Plus on February 4th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Right now, we got 15 minutes after the hour. If you're just tuning in, you'll listen to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Joan Gibbs, where I try to bring you the latest of what's going on in the world of entertainment as far as movies, television, celebrities, you name it. And I'm glad that we're going on to our almost 14, 15-plus years here on the network. So thank you for your love, your support, and tuning in every time. And rocking with me for all these many years here on the network. Jon Stewart is set to return to his most celebrated position as host of Comedy Central's The Daily Show. Now, this comes just over 1 year after fellow former host Trevor Noah parted ways with the series. Stewart is set to host the show on Monday night with correspondent Jordan Klepper, Desi Liddick, Ronnie Chang, Michael Costa, and Dolce Sloan rotating as hosts throughout the rest of the week. As an executive producer, Stewart will be heavily involved in the show even on nights when he isn't hosting. The irresistible director hosted The Daily Show from 1999 to 2015, taking over from original host Craig Kilborn. Now, Trevor Noah then picked up the reign and hosted the show for 7 years until stepping down in 2022. In the absence of a permanent host, several guest hosts have thrown their hat in the ring for the gig, including Leslie Jones, Marlon Wayans, Charlamagne Tha God, Chelsea Handler, Sarah Silverman, and former correspondent Roy Wood Jr., a favorite to take on the position. Stewart Returns begins on February 12th. And Kenya Barris has revealed that the Richard Pryor biopic he's directing will be released as a television series. Barris spoke with Variety Studios during the Sundance Film Festival last week and gave an update as to what viewers can expect from the highly anticipated project, which is currently in development. He said that it's a 10-part limited biographical series that takes a look from cradle to grave. That's what the 49-year-old said of his focus on the iconic comedian life arc. Now, Barris spoke on his personal connection to the project, deeming it his baby, while referring to Pryor as his comedy god. He also touched on Pryor's impact and influence on other comedic greats and how he helped pioneer a brand of humor that continues to resonate decades later. Now, in addition to new details regarding Barris, Richard Pryor's biopic, the Blackish creator also discussed two other projects he's currently working on. The 49-year-old shared the plot behind his forthcoming adaptation of The Wizard of Oz, which he says will be set in Los Angeles and star people of color in the leading role. Now, Barris also spoke on his remake of the 1946 film It's a Wonderful Life, which will also be told from people of color perspective. On Friday, January 26th, the Barris-produced film The Underdogs will be released via Amazon MGM Studios as a Prime Video exclusive. The film featured a cast including Snoop Dogg, Tika Sumpter, Andrew Schultz, Mike Epps, and George Lopez. And speaking of Snoop Dogg, his daughter, Corey Brodus, she's back at home. The 24-year-old daughter of the rapper and his wife, Shantae, revealed last Thursday that she had suffered a severe stroke and had to be hospitalized. She then updated fans on Tuesday, revealing that she would likely be able to return home in the next 24 hours. Ahead of her discharge from the hospital, the singer revealed that the CT scan of her chest came back normal and that she was finally going home. Snoop Dogg also gave People magazine an update on his daughter's health at the Los Angeles premiere of The Underdogs on Tuesday, telling People at the premiere she is doing a little bit better. Now, Corey's health scare come amid a long-term journey with lupus after she was diagnosed with the autoimmune disease at the age of 6. And a reformed mobster who confessed to stealing a pair of ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz couldn't resist one final score. Terry John Martin is due to be sentenced for the 2005 theft from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids on January 29th, and his defense attorney has now explained that the reason behind the terminally ill man's actions. A memo written by Dane DeCray explained an unidentified former mob associate, Led Martin, who hadn't committed a crime in nearly 10 years after his last prison stint, to believe the iconic footwear must have had real rubies embedded inside to justify their $1 million insurance value. Now, this is what he wrote. He said, quote, at first, Terry declined the invitation to participate in the heist, but old habits die hard, and the thought of a final score kept him up at night. After much contemplation, Terry had a criminal relapse and decided to participate in the theft, unquote. Now, Martin is currently receiving hospice care with a life expectancy of less than 6 months, and both his team and prosecutors have recommended the judge send him to time served because he is physically incapable of preventing a threat to society, and he needs oxygen at all times because of his chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder. In The Wizard of Oz, Judy Garland wore a number of pairs of the famous red high heels for logistical purposes, with others currently belonging to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Science, the Smithsonian Museum of American History, and a private collector. The pair in question was owned by Michael Shaw and were on loan to the museum dedicated to the actors when they were stolen, but were returned to him in 2018 following an FBI operation. And Jamie Foxx looks and feels fantastic following his health scare in 2023. The 56-year-old actor recently returned to filming Back in Action, his upcoming Netflix movie, and Jamie is now said to be doing so well. A source told People that Jamie is indeed back on set and shooting through February. He looks and feels fantastic. Jamie is fully committed to the new film, which also featured Cameron Diaz. The insider added that they tried to finish the movie with a stunt double, but it didn't come out right. So Jamie is going to do all the parts now, and he's doing very well. And despite his high-profile health struggles, Jamie has always been determined to complete Back in Action. In April of 2023, Jamie's daughter, Corinne, announced that her dad was suffering from a medical complication. Meanwhile, in May of 2023, Jamie took to social media to thank his fans for their support. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry just had an unexpected movie date night. The couple had stepped out in Jamaica to support a Bob Marley movie by making a surprise appearance at the premiere of Bob Marley One Love. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex attended the screening, which took place on Tuesday night, January 23rd, at the Carib Theater in Kingston, Jamaica. The pair walked the red carpet hand in hand as the former actress flashed her radiant smile. They happily posed with members of the late reggae artist family, with Harry sweetly placing his hand on his wife's back. Bob Marley, One Love star Kingsley Ben-Adir as the legendary singer, and Lashana Lynch as his wife reader. It is directed by Ronaldo Marcus Green, with the script written by Green, Terrence Winter, Frank E. Flowers, and Zach Balin, from a story by Winter and Flowers. The movie is produced in partnership with the Marley family. The film celebrates the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love and unity. James Norton, Jesse Silo, Savannah, and Tolson Cole also star in the biopic, while Michael Gandolfini, Nadine Marshall, Anthony Welt, and Stefan A.D. Wade were cast in undisclosed roles. The drama film will open in the U.S. theaters on February 14th. And Oppenheimer is dominating the 2024 Oscar nomination with 13 nods. The shortlist for the 96th Academy Award was announced on Tuesday, January 23rd, and the World War II drama, which stars Cillian Murphy in the title role of the theatrical physicist, is leading the way. Filmmaker Christopher Nolan is up for Best Director, and former Peaky Blinders star Cillian is up for actor in a leading role while the film is up for Best Picture. Thus, Cillian will face competition from Bradley Cooper for his role in Maestro, Coleman Domingo for Rustin, and Paul Giamatti for the Holdovers, and Jeffrey Wright for American Fishes. While those up for actress in a leading role include Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon, Annette Bening for Naiad, Sandra Hüller for Anatomy of a Fall, and Carrie Mulligan for Maestro. Now, coming up behind with 11 nominations in the comedy, Poor Things, which star Emma Stone as a woman brought back to life by an unorthodox scientist, while The Holdovers, Killer of the Flower Moon, and Barbie are also among the top nominees. Other nominees for the coveted accolade include American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdover, Maestro, Past Live, and The Zone of Interest. Barbie received a total of 8 nods, including Ryan Gosling for Best Actor in a Supporting Role, while his character Ken's song I'm Just Ken is up for Best Original Song, as is the Billie Eilish track What Was I Made For, which appeared in the closing section of the film. The 96th Academy Award will take place on Sunday, March 10th. And speaking of the Academy Awards, a lot of people didn't understand why the director and Margot Robbie didn't get nominated. And also America Ferrera also got nominated. Yeah, Ryan Gosling and America Ferrera had spoken up about their Barbie co-star Margot Robbie and director Greta Gerwig. They were snubbed from the nomination for the next 96 Academy Awards. And while the movie received a total of 8 nominations, including Best Picture, Best Supporting Actor for Gosling, and Best Supporting Actress for Ferrera, Robbie and Gerwig missed the cut in their respective categories that were Best Actress and Best Director. And defending Robbie and Gerwig, Gosling had said, quote, "But there's no Ken without Barbie, and there's no Barbie movie without Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie, the two people most responsible for this history-making, global, celebrated film," unquote. Now, fans have also slammed the Academy for failing to nominate Robbie and Gerwig at the 2024 Oscars. While Gerwig didn't make the cut in the director's category, she received a nomination for Best Adapted Screenplay for Barbie, which she shares with her husband, Noah Baumbach. The movie also received 2 nominations for, again, Best Original Song for I'm Just Ken and What Was I Made For, and a nomination for Best Costume Design and Best Production Design. Wow. And, you know, if you guys saw the movie, you would see why people were scratching their head, because what was the concept of the movie is exactly what, you know, Ryan Gosling being nominated, it was kind of feeding the concept of what the movie was about. So, right now we have here 27 minutes after the hour. Coming up, we're going to be talking about Lindsay Lohan. She is getting ready to reteam with a friend to our show, Tim Meadows, for a new Netflix film. I'll tell you what that's going to be. And Netflix Rhythm and Flow, you know, the streaming service beloved hip-hop competition series, well, it's officially back for a second season, and I'll tell you who are the new judges. Also, Ludacris is reflecting on his days as an up-and-coming DJ under the moniker DJ Chris Lova Lova with his new BET Plus series. And Vivica A. Fox has been tapped to host a new show. I'll tell you what that's going to be. And Saturday Night Live is back in full swing for its 2023-24 run. And John Boyega, he has been revealed as the leading actor in an upcoming The Book of Eli series. All those stories and more coming up after the break, so don't you dare go anywhere. Your number one source for entertainment news and pop culture with me, your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Right now, we got 27 minutes left remaining in the show. That was new music from Renee Rapp featuring my girl Megan Thee Stallion in Not My Fault from the soundtrack Mean Girls. And speaking of Mean Girls, Lindsay Lohan is reteaming with our friend to the show, Tim Meadows, for a new Netflix film. The Mean Girl actors will once again join forces with Meadows, who played Principal Duvall in the 2004 classic, for the upcoming Christmas rom-com Our Little Secret. Directed by Stephen Herrick from a script by Haley DeMeneses, the film will follow two bitter exes, played by Lohan and Ian Harding, as they force to spend Christmas together after finding out their new partners are actually siblings. The cast will also feature Chris Parnell. Also, another friend from the show, Don Bukatinski, who was from Scandal, Henry Zerny, Katie Baker, Ash Santos, Jake Brennan, and Brian Unger. But their roles are yet to be confirmed. Production is currently underway with the project making up part of her partnership with the streaming platform. It follows fantasy rom-com Irish Wish, which follows a bridesmaid attending a wedding between her best friend and the love of her life. Netflix Rhythm and Flow, the streaming service beloved hip-hop competition series, is officially back for a second season. The comeback arrives 4 years after the show debut and welcomed new judges DJ Khaled, Ludacris, and Latto to describe the fate of a batch of upcoming rappers. The previous season aired in 2019 and was hosted by Chance the Rapper, Cardi B, and T.I. Taking the crown was D-Smoke, who went on to release albums like Black Habits and War and Wonders. The debut season was filmed in Atlanta, where a majority of the upcoming second season will be filmed as well. Season one also featured a plethora of guest judges who came out to assist in their respective home towns. Snoop Dogg, Anson Paak, and the late Nipsey Hussle were present at the Los Angeles audition, while Fat Joe, Jada Kiss shared their expertise with the New York rounds of hopefuls. Miguel, Tiana Taylor, Janae Aiko, and Ty Dolla $ign even took the stage with the finalists during the collaboration episode. And speaking of guest appearances, the trailer for season two already confirmed Eminem will be making an appearance. And Ludacris is reflecting on his days as an up-and-coming DJ under the moniker DJ Chris Lover Lover with his new BET Plus series. The currently untitled dramedy is in development and is being written by comedian Noah Gardenswartz, who was previously a writer and co-producer on Prime Video Emmy and Golden Globe winning show The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And according to a picture from the studio, the series will follow the misadventures of a sharply drawn ensemble who are willing to do anything and everything to bluster ratings at their hip-hop radio station. Now, this is one of Lee's first projects since his break following the conclusion of the Best Man franchise. This new series is being developed by Universal Television, with whom Lee has a first-look deal. This news also comes after Ludacris hit the road with Janet Jackson last year on her sold-out Together Again tour, was announced as one of her new judges of Rhythm and Flow, and slammed Cat Williams in a scorching diss earlier this year after catching a stray during Williams' heated tirade on Shannon Sharp Club Shay Shay. Vivica A. Fox has been tapped to host a new show called Family Recipe Rumble. According to Deadline, FRR, that's what is the acronym for the show, is a working title for the Fox Food competition that is in development. Now, the timeless entertainer joined forces with the Rainbow Head Production and Southern Hospitality Woody Woodbeck from Bravo to create the new show. Jody Tovey and Daniel Keller Bradshaw of Rainbow Head are currently shopping the project for potential networks and streaming platforms. The outlet reports that Family Recipe Rumble follows two families competing for cooking bragging rights and a $10,000 cash prize. Family partaking in the challenge will also be able to share their stories and reasons for cooking, a la Food Network Chopped. Now, audiences will learn more about their backstories, relatives, favorite foods, and their culture. Contestants must cook three meals consisting of modernized twists on classic dishes for the challenges. The show will also feature special guests who will taste and judge the challengers' various dishes. Saturday Night Live is back in full swing for its 2023-2024 run, and Jennifer Lopez and Ayo Edebiri are up next to take the stage. The ABBA Elementary actress has been tapped to host, while the Jenny from the Block artist is set to appear at the as the episode musical guest. The legendary late night show experienced a shortened 2022-2023 season due to the writer's strike, which also delayed the start of season 49. SNL came back in mid-October with former cast member Pete Davidson hosting and the rest of the cast returning intact. Edire has been making headlines all throughout January due to her impressive award show run. Thanks to her noteworthy work on The Bear, she has scored a Golden Globe, a Critics' Choice Award, and an Emmy. Meanwhile, Lopez is gearing up to release her forthcoming album and short film, This Is Me Now, A Love Story. The LP is a sequel to her 2002 album, This Is Me Then, and is set to be released on February 16th. In terms of the accompanying film, it is described by Prime Video as a narrative-driven cinematic original that stemmed from the heart, soul, and dreams of Jennifer Lopez. And John Boyega has been revealed as the leading actor in the upcoming The Book of Eli series. As reported by Deadline, the 31-year-old is also the executive producer on the prequel. Boyega will play the younger version of Denzel Washington Eli from the 2010 film. The movie original writer Gary Whitta is set to write, and originally directors Albert and Alan Hughes are also set to executive produce. And according to the outlet, the fictional series takes place 30 years before the event in the film, which would put Boyega on screen around the time of the nuclear event or directly in its immediate aftermath. Currently, the Book of Eli prequel series is still in development, and additional details, including a release date, are not available. In the post-occupation apocalypse thriller, which also starred Gary Oldman and Mila Kunis, Washington leads as a warrior, not by choice, but necessity, and this is according to the official Warner Brothers description. And Jahlil White, the flip side, is set to debut on CBS stations in the fall of 2024. This is what Deadline reported. White is set to host a game show for the network. The outlet details that local CBS affiliates will ultimately decide when the show airs, but as of now, the flip side is eyeing to run during the daytime. CBS described the flip side as a fresh, innovative take on the standard game show format. CBS News show will see two teams face off as their tested on how different groups of people think about a topic or issue. Whichever team proves they better understand human behavior and intuition will win that round. White remembered his time as a contestant on shows like Celebrity Family Feud and 25 Words or Less. He stated that his previous experience on these programs inspired him to want to become a game show host one day. And back in 2018, Mary J. Blige finalized her divorce from Kendu Isaac, her then-husband of roughly 15 years. However, don't think the queen of hip-hop soul is the only person telling her good morning gorgeous these days. During a recent sit-down with Big Tigger for Audacity Check-In, Blige confirmed that she is not single, and when asked about her relationship status around the 10-minute mark, she coyly shared that, quote, saying, "No, I'm not single. I'm happily doing what I'm doing," unquote. Now, the 53-year-old didn't divulge further about who her new beau is. Part of the conversation around her love life stemmed from her new single, Still Believe in Love. Blige penned the tune when she was freshly divorced. The Yonkers, New York native also noted that she felt her fans needed to hear this message from her directly, as she's happy after having undergone the lengthy divorce process. Elsewhere in the conversation, Blige also confirmed that her long-awaited boot line will soon be in production. Fans can expect it to hit retailers in 1 to 2 years. And Ozzy Osbourne is expected to play two more shows to say goodbye to his fans. The 75-year-old rocker's wife, Sharon Osbourne, has announced the Black Sabbath frontman won't tour again, but he is keen to put on a couple of farewell performances to wave goodbye to his diehard supporters. Sharon also dropped a huge hint that Ozzy, who has been unable to perform live in recent months due to a string of health issues, including Parkinson's disease and problems with his spine, will play the two gigs in Aston, Birmingham, a Villa Park, the home of Premier League giants Aston Villa. In December, Ozzy admitted he was determined to perform again if he was able to. He told Rolling Stone magazine, quote, I'm taking it one day at a time, and if I can perform again, I will. But it's been like saying farewell to the best relationship of my life. At the start of my illness, when I stopped touring, I was really annoyed with myself, the doctors, and the world. But as time has gone on, I've just gone, well, maybe I just got to accept that fact, unquote. Right now, we got 16 minutes left remaining in the show. I'm going to go ahead and take another music break, and I'll be back with the last remaining stories of the day, so don't go anywhere. That was new music for Ariana Grande, Yes And. And speaking of Ariana Grande, congratulations, Yes And soared in at the number one position on the Billboard Hot 100, becoming the pop superstar eighth career leader on the chart. The song is the lead single from Grande's seventh studio album, Internal Sunshine, due March 8th. Grande wrote and produced Yes And with Max Martin and Ilya. With his Hot 100 triumph, Martin makes history as he passes George Martin for the most number ones among producers, 24 ever on the chart. Max Martin also ties John Lennon for the second most Hot 100 number ones among writers, 26 each, offers only Paul McCartney's 32. After only Paul McCartney, 32. Additionally, in the Hot 100 Top 10, 21 Savage debuted two songs, Red Drum at number 5 and Nina with Travis Scott and Metro Boomin at number 10. The tracks are from 21 Savage LP American Dream, which bounced in at number 1 on the Billboard 200 album chart. Taylor Swift, SZA, and Olivia Rodrigo are among the artists with the most nominations for the 2024 iHeart Radio Music Awards, airing live on Fox at Los Angeles Dolby Theater on April 1st. Swift leads the nominees with 9 nods, including Song of the Year, Cruel Summer, Pop Song of the Year, Cruel Summer, and Artist of the Year. Last year, she tied Harry Styles for the most nomination in 8 categories and ended up the most decorated musician of the night with 6 wins, including Song of the Year for Anti-Hero. Elsewhere, Jelly Roll, 21 Savage, and SZA tied for 8 nominations in respective categories, while Rodrigo comes behind with 7. The 12th annual award show celebrates the most played artists and songs on iHeart Radio station through 2023 will also introduce a collection of new categories spanning genres, including Pop Artist of the Year, K-Pop Artist of the Year, and Best New Artist K-Pop, and Favorite Debut Album. Many of the categories will be socially fan-voted, like with TikTok Bop of the Year, Favorite on Screen, and Best Fan Army. Social voting began, which began on January 18th, and is set to conclude on March 25th, with fans able to weigh in on iHeartRadio's website. And the Songwriters Hall of Fame has unveiled its 2024 inductees, R.E.M., Steely Dan, hip-hop and R&B legend Timberland, hits for Missy Elliott, Justin Timberlake, Aaliyah, and many more, and songwriter Hillary Lindsey for Jesus Take the Wheel, Girl Crush, Million Reasons, and Dean Pitchford for Footloose, Fame, Let's Hear It for the Boy. The induction ceremony is scheduled for Thursday, June 13th at his longtime home of the Marriott Marquis Hotel right here in New York City. Additional special award honorees will be announced in the coming weeks. George Clinton, Public Enemy, Tracy Chapman, and Bryan Adams are among the nominees who were not inducted this year. The induction ceremony is the music industry best-kept secret. An invite-only inside combination of the Superstar Awards show and a family reunion for the tight-knit songwriting and music publishing community that is in the 53rd year and has never been televised or live-streamed. Last year's Songwriters Hall of Fame ceremony saw memorable performances from ELO's Jeff Lynne, Post Malone, Gloria Estefan, Keith Sweat honoring Teddy Riley, Heather Healey honoring Tim Rice, and more, with songwriter Liv Rose inducted by this year's inductee, Hillary Lindsey, with Lori McKenna. Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign joint album Vulture will not arrive this month. The Donda artist and his collaborator has pushed back the set release date to February 9th. The postponement was confirmed by Ye's representative, a rep for the Yeezy designer, and Ty previously confirmed that the album will arrive on New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2023. And when making the announcement on December 16th, the rep for XXL also revealed that the 46-year-old MC and the Los Angeles runner will be throwing another rave event in Saudi Arabia to celebrate the album's release. The pair first postponed their album release in November. Kanye and Ty have never confirmed the official date of the new record. Fans, however, assumed that it would hit streaming services on December 15th. And Janet Jackson will hit the road again this summer for the sequel to her Smash 2023 Together Again tour. A year after announcing the previous outing, Janet revealed that the dates for her 35 more shows on the run slated to hit North America's amphitheaters and arenas, beginning with the Trek kicking off on April 14, 2024 in Hollywood, Florida. Now, Jackson will be accompanied on all dates by Hot in Here rapper Nelly on the follow-up to the best-selling tour of her career. The sold-out 36-date run features support from rapper last year's 2023 run features support from rapper Ludacris. Now, the 2024 Live Nation-produced tour will hit Los Angeles, San Francisco, Denver, Chicago, St. Louis, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Boston, Detroit, Toronto, Brooklyn, Tampa, Orlando, Atlanta, and New Orleans before winding down for a July 30th gig at Footprint Center in Phoenix, Arizona. Back when she announced the 2023 tour, Jackson teased that there will be new music in addition to the track, but in the year since, she has not revealed any more details about the follow-up to her 2022 self-titled studio album. Jackson posted a promo video on Tuesday announcing that the new day's cue to her 2001 Billboard Hot 100 number one hit, All For You. Tickets for the 2024 tour will begin It began on Friday, January 19th. So hopefully there's still more tickets. Jennifer Lopez has offered a huge hint she could be set for her first global tour in 12 years. The 54-year-old singer and actress is preparing to release her ninth studio album, This Is Me Now, on February 16th. She believes her upcoming record is well-suited to a live experience. Jennifer's last big run of shows with her, It's My Party Tour, in 2019 when she played gigs in the U.S., Canada, Israel, Russia, Turkey, Spain, and Egypt. The star is said to sing about her love for her husband, Ben Affleck, on her latest song, Can't Get Enough, the first single from her forthcoming album. The couple, who rekindled their relationship in 2021, having initially split in 2004, tied the knot in Las Vegas in July of 2022, 2 decades after first getting engaged. Jennifer's new album will drop along with her new Prime Video release, This Is Me Now, A Love Story. The star recently described the project in which she shared a visual re-imaging of her love life with fans, including her relationship with the likes of Mark Anthony and Alex Rodriguez, as the most revealing of her career. So right now we got 4 minutes left remaining in the show. Wow, the hour went by so fast. That's going to do it for me this week. And again, just to let you guys know, just a reminder, make sure that you tune in on February 10th for my annual Valentine's Day show. It's going to be a full 2 hours. It's the only show of the year where I do a full music show of some of my favorite artists to celebrate Valentine's Day. So if you don't have any plans, or if you have plans that evening and you want to do wind down for the evening and just hang out with me and keep me company, please join me. Now, I know it's not officially Valentine's Day, but I will post the show again on Wednesday, February 14th, which is the actual real date of Valentine's Day this year. So, but, you know, if you don't have any plans, it probably might be a very cold and chilly night. Keep me company. Stay inside. Stay warm and enjoy the smooth sound of some of my favorite artists from the R&B genre, maybe a little bit of pop genre artists, K-pop, you name it. So, again, that's going to be Saturday, February 10th at 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on blogtalkradio.com. That's going to do it for me this week. Tune in next time when we do it all over again. You've been listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs. Make sure you stay safe. Make sure you have a great week. Enjoy the weekend, and I'll talk to you next time. Take care.